This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, our mission to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. In today's episode, it's time for some major sales. Amazon Prime Days are coming up, other retailers already putting out screaming deals to compete. Speaking of deals, later in this episode, I'm going to tell you about some new cell phone deals from Verizon and AT&T. And whether I think they're worth it. By the way, today till midnight, there are incredible airfare sales for the fall for travel mid-September to early November. These sales were started by Southwest. When you go to southwest.com, you'll see you have to put in a code when you do your search. Save 50 is the code. And the fares are some of the best fares we've seen in years. Again, scattered matches on these deals from the West Coast. A lot of the Hawaiian markets are $80 to $90 one way. Can you imagine? And it's great selling them as one way. You can get to Hawaii and decide you want to stay forever if you do. And the fares are so ridiculously cheap. A lot of places within 500 miles or $30 to $40 one way on this sale. Again, you have to buy it by midnight tonight for travel mid-September to early November. And the matches are not always identical from other airlines, but these are great, great deals. And remember, you can mix and match. If, let's say, Southwest has the deal one way but not the other, you can look at other airlines, vice versa, and since they're one-way fares, put together the lowest possible round trip and look at fare calendars where an airline will show you their lowest fare each day of a month or over a two-month period so you can build your best deals on this sale. And then how about what's going on in retail? Amazon's Prime Day next Monday and Tuesday, June 21 and 22. Walmart sale that last year Walmart overwhelmingly was cheaper than Amazon. Walmart's version is this Sunday. It's funny because the media is so heavily concentrated on the coast that the media coverage typically is all about Amazon, 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 because all those media types are all Amazon Prime members. But think about how influential Walmart is in most people's lives. And actually, that's where you're probably going to find your best deals on the sales, as Walmart, let's face it, and others are only having these sales because they want to compete with Amazon. And so take advantage of the opportunities to save money. Now, laid on top of this, there are quite a lot of good deals built around Father's Day. So today, tomorrow through Sunday, lots and lots of deals on all the usual suspects for guys. Electronics, power tools, and grills are the things that a lot of the stuff is about. And what is it about guys that everybody thinks we want power tools? I mean, I think about me with power tools. All I could probably do is hurt something or hurt myself trying to use a power tool. A grill, I'd probably burn myself. Electronics, I get electronics, but I like electronics every day of the year. But Krista, I bet you know why my family would never buy me an electronics item as a gift.
Because you already have it.
No, I'm so specific.
Oh, the ones you want, yeah.
Yeah, so they would guess what I want, and then they'd say, why do you never use that thing, Clark? And it's because I am inflexible in some ways. But if you want to know what's going on, we got a ton of stuff for you through next Tuesday on the variety of sales, including a Best Buy sale going on right now, the various Father's Day sales. And we will be working 24-hour shifts at ClarkDeals.com, bringing you the latest from the Walmart sale starting Sunday and Amazon Prime Day and all the matches and other offers from other retailers Monday and Tuesday of next week. And remember this about Amazon. Use Camel, Camel, Camel. Use Honey. Use one of those pricing tools. Because Amazon tends to embellish the savings. And when you use Camel, 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 or Honey, or one of their competitors, it does an overlay when you're on Amazon, Honey does on multiple sites, and it'll show you the historical price patterns. And a lot of times, Amazon will pretend something's a great deal, like they had one today on their 7-inch Fire tablets. I looked at the historical price trends, and the deal, supposed deal today, is higher than that tablet has been on many sales recently. So beware and be wary of non-sale sales from Amazon during Amazon Prime Days, Monday and Tuesday.
And the deals team is really great at that. Our ClarkDeals.com team, they know all the historical prices. They keep track of everything. And that's one of the things that makes them unique. And we have a question from Martha in Florida. She says, my question is, we plan to go to St. Martin in December.
It's either, depending on whether you're going Dutch or French.
In December of this year. Right now, the airfare is close to $650 round trip. Do you feel the price will go down, or is it best to book at this price now?
Martha, there have been a lot of routes that the fares have been shockingly high, and particularly from Florida departure points. Paying big money into the Caribbean is an unexpected experience. So airlines have been starved for revenue. They don't have business travelers right now. There's been a spike in demand to fun in the sun spots in the Caribbean, Mexico, the Bahamas. And so the airfares are really unusually high right now. I don't know if in December you mean in the key Christmas cycle, which starts December 15th or 16th, or you're talking before that. But the advantage you have now on most airlines is you could go ahead, hold your nose, book the $650. And if the price goes down, now on most airlines, there is no penalty for change or cancellation. You would then have the remainder of that money. Let's say the fare drops to $400. You would have $250 that you could use on that airline within the next year for another trip. And so there's an advantage right now, even with the fares being unusually high in most cases, to book as long as you know, and I've printed out, that you have the right to rebook for the lower fare and have the value of that money almost like as a gift card for future use. I mean, who knew, like the thing I talked about a couple of minutes ago, the Southwest deal that everybody's matched, who knew that fares would drop that incredibly low during an off-off travel time, which is mid-September to early November. That's a very quiet time for leisure travel. This year, people didn't think that was going to happen, and then it did. So that's why it's a hard bet. Krista, share your Costa Rica story and what happened to you, because you kept waiting for the fares to drop.
Yes, I kept waiting and I kept watching. I had Google Flights alert and it just kept going up and up. And so finally, I just did what you said and I booked the flights that we wanted. And I'm still watching it every day and hoping that I can, because I will be able to get a price drop if it happens. But it went way up the day after I booked it. Like, it was crazy. And it almost doubled at one point, and now it's edging back down toward what I paid.
But the fares are basically prevailing at roughly double what they would normally be to Costa Rica.
Yes, it's crazy. And I picked that destination particularly because there are usually great airfares.
And you could have gone anywhere in the world for what you're paying to go to Costa Rica, except a lot of the rest of the world is not open yet.
Right. So we'll see. Okay, and then we have a question from Hector in California. What are your thoughts on a ground floor program which offers short-term, high-yield real estate debt investments to the general public?
Oh, boy. This is a very dangerous private placement kind of thing in real estate. I've seen the ads and people that promise that you can do short-term lending, bridge financing to situations where somebody doesn't have the ability to qualify at a financial institution, so you're the substitute financing, is an ultra, ultra extreme risk situation. And I don't advise it at all. There should be in it an offering circular that advises that you could lose all your money. And Hector, if you are someone who is a gambling type personality, this could be something you play in, but this is a rough game and I don't advise it.
And then Kathleen in Florida says, where can I find a free download for a living will?
Kathleen, the good news is that in every state I've ever seen, you can download from your state a free document that may be called a durable power of attorney for healthcare or a living will. Those are the two terms that are often used. Most states have what's known as a statutory language living will document, which means in order to deal with the uncertainties and confusions that can happen, states have written a standard document that you fill in the blanks. I remember when my late mom was still lucid, she later had dementia, she had very strong specific wishes about what would happen in the event she was unable to communicate for herself. And so she did a living will, and it was completely free to, in those days, you didn't go on the internet and do it, but now you go on the internet and just look for, in your case, Florida living will. Try that term, then try Florida durable power of attorney for healthcare, and you'll see many available in virtually any state that you download for free. And you'll see if your state, be pretty obvious online, if there is a statutory version that is the one that is accepted as the official one. You also, in many states, and I would think certainly in Florida, you can go by a medical center and ask them for a durable power of attorney for healthcare or living will. They probably have one that they hand out at the medical facility, because they don't want to be in a position of having to figure out what you would want or have loved ones arguing about what they would want to have happen in the event you can't speak for yourself.
Okay, and from Nancy in South Carolina, is it possible to refinance my mortgage without any closing costs, or do I have to read the fine print on these offers?
Nancy, no closing cost refis, that's a real thing. So the way it typically works is often this will be a mortgage broker or a credit union, is you will pay a little bit higher interest rate on the loan in return for the lender directly in the case of a credit union or through a mortgage broker selling off that loan. To you, that doesn't matter. You take a little bit higher rate and in turn, they absorb the closing costs. Now, I want to make clear that there's another way people do it that I tell you to run away from. It's where they say, oh, you're not paying any closing costs, but they raise the balance on your loan. A real, so there's no closing cost loan, is one where the only thing that gives is the interest rate. And depending on the balance on your loan and the competition in the marketplace, you're talking about maybe 3/8 of a point higher, quarter point higher, on your rate, in return for paying no closing costs. And next, I want to tell you, speaking of free, there's a lot of offers right now from AT&T and Verizon giving you free phones. Is that a real bargain? I'll tell you what I think straight ahead.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
AT&T and Verizon have both found themselves in a shocking and weak position in the marketplace as they got caught kind of with their pants down, where the 98-pound weakling, T-Mobile, has ended up being the network powerhouse of the cell phone industry. T-Mobile always had lower rates, but the trade-off was the network wasn't that great. But T-Mobile has gradually built up its network. And then when they were able to get that merger with Sprint approved, they leapfrogged because of the spectrum that Sprint had that they didn't have the money to deploy. T-Mobile then was in a position to leapfrog networks of AT&T and Verizon and now has unbelievable coverage in the United States. And T-Mobile has been adding customers like crazy. AT&T and Verizon, the only position they had to go was down. And they have been suffering market erosion. So both of them are trying to retain the customers they have by doing very expensive phone giveaways and obligating you almost like the old-fashioned contracts, handcuffing you to them with supposedly free phones that only become free if you stay with them for the 2 or 3 year period. So yes, it is true that you can walk into, as an AT&T or Verizon customer, you can walk into a store, go to their websites, and jump through the right hoops, and they very well will give you a brand new latest, greatest Samsung or iPhone or whatever your heart desires. But the big handcuff is it's an obligation you've entered, and month by month, over that 24 or 36 months, they click away the cost of the phone. You decide, you know, I'm not that happy with the network, or I sure am paying a lot of money per month. And you decide to bolt to either to T-Mobile or, better yet for your wallet, one of the second-tier companies or brands that's owned by the big three, or even an independent cell phone provider where you're going to pay a much lower cost per month, or for whatever reason you might want to switch, you are their prisoner, because then suddenly that free phone becomes an expensive phone and you owe a net balance of what it would have cost at full retail up front minus the months you stayed with the company. So the free is not really free. The free is a tease to obligate you to them. And maybe you love Verizon. Maybe you love AT&T, and you couldn't imagine switching. In that case, yeah, take the free phone. But know that that phone has a very, very high cost. And by the way, on smartphones, I know a lot of us have our minds made up of whatever brand we buy, but we've got a new report at Clark.com on the best smartphones in terms of customer satisfaction, and the results may well surprise you when you're in the market for a new phone. And Chris, I need to tell you something I did terrible to my oldest brother, Gary.
Uh-oh.
He needed a new phone about 5 months ago. And I read these reviews all the time, and he was looking for a 5G phone. And I'd been reading these reviews about a new one. I'm not going to say the brand. And it was a real deal at the time. It was $499. He bought the phone, and it was the worst nightmare ever.
Oh, no.
And then I have two cell phones, and one of them died. And he had moved on and gotten a new cell phone, and he gave me the old terrible phone that I'd recommended he buy. After 10 days, I was like, enough. And I went and bought another phone to replace it.
Oh, my gosh. So and that's a pretty expensive phone, huh?
Do I owe my brother $500 or some portion of it for my lousy, rotten, terrible recommendation of that phone?
I have a feeling your brother, Gary, who I love and is so funny, would tell you if he thought you owed him $500.
Well, I'm sorry I let him down.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. Okay, your brothers, you always make your family experiment with everything. It's hilarious. That's an expensive phone, though. I mean, it might have been a deal, but fancy phone.
Well, 5G phones have gone down, down, down in price, and now you can get really good 5G phones, even if you just buy them straight out at $299 or less. But if you go back, I guess about a year and a half ago, the cheapest 5G phones in the marketplace were over $1,000. Mm. And now we're close to where every phone sold will just have a 5G radio built into it.
Okay, I actually have some credit card questions to run by you. Julia in Virginia says, my husband and I have 11 credit cards each, $150,000 credit limit. Discover, 2Chase, Apple, Amazon, a furniture store, and Sears. I'd like to close the Sears and the furniture store. We have a mortgage and we don't need a car loan. We carry balances on 4 and we pay off as we spend on the others. How much of the score, if we close store cards, would this drop, and for how long? How much would their credit score drop?
So if the Sears card and the furniture store card are what are known as monolines, they're only good in that store. And they don't have a Visa or MasterCard logo on them, then go ahead and close them. It will have no meaningful effect. Store-only cards, what are known as monoline cards, are looked at as junk credit anyway. So closing them, no harm, no foul, particularly when you have 11 cards each. In the event, though, that either of those cards does carry a major card logo, just keep them open. No annual fee on them. It would be of no advantage to close them, and potentially a small reduction in your credit score for reduction in available credit. So that would be how I'd make the decision.
And Galen in Alaska wants to know if the Apple credit card is a good one to have. What are the pros and cons?
So the Apple credit card is great if you live, sleep, and eat Apple. You have iPhone, iPad, MacBook, the ear thingies, the new tags. If you are someone who every time Apple comes out with a product, you just buy it by rote. I'm talking about another family member of mine, my son, who everything Apple, he must have. So that would be a case where having the Apple card would be great, because you can, as long as you pay for things digitally, you know, electronically with the app, watch, phone, whatever, you're going to get a solid 2% cash back. If, on the other hand, you're someone who's more likely to pull out the plastic and pay with the card itself, the Apple Card is not of value to you. I mean, you get a larger rebate buying Apple products on it. And if you pay everything digitally, and by digital, I don't mean online. I mean, pay digitally with the app or your watch, then it really is a solid 2% card. But if that's not you and that's not how you're going to use it, don't get the Apple Card. There are other very simple to use 2% cashback cards from Fidelity Investments and from Citi with the double cash.
All right. And then Jimmy in Florida says, I received an email offer for a Venmo card with incredible offers. Cashback offers of 6% on bills and utilities, 4% on grocery, and 2% on everything else. Is this a good offer? Can I trust a Venmo credit card? I could not find the offer, period. Any suggestions are greatly appreciated.
Jimmy, it depends on your charge volume. Read the terms of service, terms and conditions on the Venmo card. There are caps on how much dollar volume of charging you can earn the high rewards on. After that, the reward drops to 1%, which is not very rewarding on a cashback card. So see if, when you read the terms and conditions, if the charge volume cap fits your typical pattern in your life. If it does, go for it. Otherwise, pass on the Venmo credit card. And it is truly a credit card, not a debit card. I want to thank you for joining us. Please visit Clark.com and ClarkDeals.com for more money-saving advice you can trust.